Time now to take five for your community on WAMW, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. Ty Madison in the studio with us today, president of the Chuck Harmon Youth League, Little League Baseball, Softball program here in Washington and Montgomery. Ty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks so much for coming in. It is time to talk signups. You know, we had Monty in on Tuesday for the Soccer Federation. Same goes for Little League. February is a busy month for signups, and we just want to encourage parents listening this morning to get the youngster involved, get signed up for Little League this year.
Yes, we started live signups last February 1st. We will, you'll have until, I think, end of, March 13th, I think, is when we'll have our cutoff. We'll try to get coaches together and get teams picked before spring break. We do have some paper signups for years for people that do not have computers. We'll have those at Hibbett Sports. And also at End Zone, you can leave a check and leave your form there. We'll get those picked up and get the people signed up. We did do a couple things different this year. We got some feedback from our coaches down in our rookie league, which was a 4-, 5-, and 6-year-old. We thought 4-year-olds from a coaching standpoint was a little bit too young, so we kind of cut that age group out this year. I know I've had some phone calls already about that, but they were just too young. And we let the board vote there on our board at our board meeting, and we just decided to cut off. You got to turn 5 by the April 30th date in order to play this summer. And also, we do have we still this year going to do our senior league. It's going to be after the high school season there at Old Allen Field. It's been pretty successful the last 2 years. But we our sixth grade Little League has a different age sign up than what we follow at our league. So we moved ours back to our original date. So there will be some sixth graders for Washington and Barre that they need to sign up and go ahead and sign up in the senior league slot. And then we will move them back according to their birthday and get them back down to the 12-year-old Little League, so they will be able to play with people in their same grade.
You know, yeah, so. That's the thing about in the Little League system. They send out all of these age requirements, and it can get very confusing sometimes.
Yeah, there's so many different. There's USSSA, there's ASA, there's Little League. They all have their different dates. Little League, everybody else seems to follow a certain date, but then Little League is a little bit different and follows their own age group. And they did that a few years ago, and it kind of made the league, in my opinion, it made it a little bit too young. And I know what they were trying to do. They're trying not to have, as a 12-year-old All-Star team, you know, you watch the tournament on, you know, in August, and you're watching it on ESPN. You see these 13-year-old kids hitting these homers that are 300, 340 feet. That's what they were trying to avoid, and maybe trying to avoid somebody getting hurt. But sometimes I think they make it that far. They're exceptional athletes. So,
yeah, very true. Yes. Very true. Hopefully someday we will we'll see some of those at our local level. There's always that possibility.
Right? It was good. I think a couple years ago, we had a senior league team. A bunch of 13-year-olds did go to state. Very exciting for the community. The community got behind it, and it was really exciting. We had a state tournament here. We used Hatchet Field out there. It was really good time for everybody. Had a good crowd that championship game. I mean, I remember it vividly. I didn't get a chance to go up to. I think it was Fort Wayne,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
But got to listen to it on the radio. I got doing my measures, listening to the game on the radio. But it was very exciting, and I think everybody kind of got a little bit of a little baseball fever there. And I think we had good teams last year in our tournament. We had a couple teams going to championship game. It could have went either way, you know. And I think it's just excitement whenever something like that happens. It kind of brings a little bit of excitement for the younger kids.
Absolutely does. And you know, you see quite a few long balls down there in the Major League Division with those 12-year-olds. They can hit it out pretty well down there.
Yes, they can. But they have made some rules about the bats also. So everything kind of – every year we got a couple new rules we got to follow. They've changed the bat things that we didn't follow a couple years ago, but we're going to go ahead and follow this year. So we put that on our Facebook and then also on our website so people know what type of bats that we can use and stuff like that. But I'm looking for a great season. We've done some more upgrades out there at the ballpark. The last 3 or 4 years, we've done some updating out there. I put a shout-out to True Scripts. They've given us a donation this past year, so we're going to get got some more concrete poured out there. So everything is handicap accessible out there. We're still got some things to do out there, but the community has been great. Just like with that state team, I mean, it wasn't no time flat. There was enough money for those kids to be staying all night, so some meals. This community is great around here about stepping up. All these local businesses, some of the bigger businesses, about helping, been helping us out and helping all these other teams out. Because there's a lot going on in Washington. There's a lot of people, you know, wanting donations and stuff, and it seems like this community never disappoints.
Absolutely right. And, you know, if you haven't been down to the sports complex yet and the Little League facility, you need to check it out. Ty's been working really hard with this and the entire board. Excellent job. The fields are in tip-top shape. We have a facility to be very proud of with our Little League system. We really do.
Yes, we do. I mean, we don't have a, you know, we don't have Evansville. We're not Jasper. That's what I always compare the two. But we don't have somebody giving us $13.5 million like they do at Evansville.
True,
but
very true.
And having all these state tournaments. But I think in the area we don't. Everybody comes. We have a tournament in July. The last 2 years have been very successful. We had 39 teams, and we had 44 teams last year. And every one of those teams come to the ballpark and say we have plenty of parking, and it's just a nice atmosphere with everybody being there, and it's really. It's probably a really special time to me because the first year we did it a couple of years ago, to see it all those tents and see how many people are down there, it was just exciting to me because I like to go to these tournaments and stuff, and it was really exciting to see it happening in Washington.
Nothing beats fun at the old ballpark, guys. I promise you that. A lifelong Little League supporter myself. Love what's going on down there. And just if you've got a youngster age 5 to 15, yeah. Get them signed up now. That's boys and girls, baseball and softball, as we see the softball program continue to rise in numbers as well, too. Yeah.
Yes, we've been down a couple years, but I think our younger group, we've had plenty of teams. It seems like they drop off at a certain age, but I think we're going to have a decent-sized group. We are combining to play Bar Eve, we might play some South Knox team to make sure we don't play the same team over and over again. But I see the numbers there. I think if they get the right people in there at the high school and junior high level, it'll get more of those girls involved. There's plenty of kids out here that can play. And I think that some of them are really good. It's just getting them to come out and almost like the football team, get them out and get them involved, and I think they would enjoy it and put the effort in. And we, the more numbers you got, the better you're going to be on any team. It doesn't matter what team you're on. The more numbers you got, the better you're going to be.
Absolutely right. Ty Madison, our guest with the Chuck Carman Youth League. Again, sign-ups going on for Little League Baseball and Softball. Get your youngster on board. Go to Hibbett Sports, the end zone, or you can register online too, right?
Yes, at Chuck Carman, littleleague.com. You can go sign up there. It's an easy form. It's kind of hard to do it with your phone, but you can do it with your phone if you got it big enough. You can sign up everything. You sign the paperwork. We also are looking for volunteers. We do have a coaches meeting this Sunday at the city council office next to the mayor's office. We got a 7 o'clock meeting for coaches call out. If you're interested in coaching, all the way down to 5-year-olds up to 12-year-olds, please, if you could attend that and mark your name down, we would love to have you. Always looking for new volunteers. I like to get some of these younger parents involved because it seems like it's been the same. Everybody just kind of works their way up until their kid gets moved out up in junior high and stuff, and then they kind of disappear. So, but we got to do have a meeting every 2 weeks at the city council's office. Usually starts about 7 o'clock. We try to get them more wrapped up in within an hour. But we need new help. We do have a few new people this year. One of them is got a new treasurer this year. But I'd like to see new people involved.
And follow them on Facebook as well. Chuck Carman Youth League on Facebook. There's always updates there about meetings and signups and the upcoming league. Well, Ty, great information. Thanks so much. Again, keep up the good work. Lots going on. Check out the Little League Sports Complex when you get a chance. It is looking fantastic. We appreciate you stopping by today.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take 5 brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.